Close your eyes, let your mind settle down. Think of good breath energy radiating out from the spot where you're focused, all through the body, all around you. The mind does have its currents, or it has its waves of energy. So you want to be careful what kind of energy you're creating. When the mind is still, it creates a calming energy, a strengthening energy, both for you and for the people around you. When it's erratic and jumping around, it's crazy-making. So try to find as much time for the mind to be still. This doesn't mean you never think. It means you think when you need to and let the mind rest when you don't. And some people don't see any value in the resting. They think, well, the mind isn't doing any work, so how is it doing any good? But there is work in getting the mind to stay still, and it's doing a lot of good when it stays still. Think of all the world. Everybody in the world could sit and meditate for a while and be quiet and calm. It'd be a very different world from what it is now, a much better world. People are running around because they don't feel comfortable where they are. They can't find any sense of well-being here in the present moment, so they go running around thinking about this, that, and the other thing. Here we find a pleasure in the present moment that's harmless and is also good for the future. It's not that we don't have any concern from the future. Sometimes Buddhists are accused of being so fixated on the present they don't think about the future at all, but that's not the case. After all, getting the mind settled down right now is good karma, and it's going to have its good results in the future, as well as here in the present moment. So this is a skill you want to master and a skill you want to pass on. Think of all the people all over the past 2,600 some years who've been passing this on from one generation to the next to the next. This is something of real value to pass on. You look at the customs of the Buddhist time, the customs of our time. The customs are very different, but the skill of getting the mind still and getting some insight into the mind is a skill whose value never changes, never gets washed away. Our problem is if we wash ourselves away from it. But if we stick with it, it'll be good for us and for the people who come after.